Here we are again, back in the world.
Back in the shed.
Back in the shed. Absorbing shed energy and putting it out into the world.
Everybody needs a little more shed energy.
Yeah, you need that. You need it. You need it. It's dark. We live in a dark, dark world. I don't know how this transitioned into this, but this is where my head is at now. How much? Would you? Wrong or not?
Wrong or not?
Right?
Jacked or not jacked? Or no, yeah, just no, wrong
this
or
is
not?
Like, this is messed up or not?
Okay.
Like, so the people that are paying to get their kids into college, the celebrities.
Yeah, somebody paid like $500,000, right?
That kid's probably an idiot.
I mean, it's funny to me how we've talked about how people aren't offended by like the Asians not being allowed in Ivy League schools, but people are so offended by this.
Oh, this is like, let's just, everything must stop right now and this needs to be dealt with.
But it's also like, are we really shocked by it? Because I mean, like, you pay to go to private schools, right? These private schools are amazing. Like, if you can pay, $30,000 a year. And I understand they're paying to get kids into school, but like, we shouldn't be under illusions that money can't buy things in this world.
I mean, why work hard to attain money?
Right.
If you can't ensure your kid gets into the school you want them to get into.
Yeah. And like, so I don't know anything more about the story except like the headlines on it. Like, when these people were, who were they giving money to? Like, was it like a donation to the school, or was it like under slipping an like envelope, wad of money under a table to somebody? Like,
it was a fixer. There was a middleman.
There was a middleman.
Who knew people in admissions places and I don't know.
What an interest. I want to see his movie.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he sounds like an interesting guy. Like, what does he have on people?
Yeah.
That he can just slip people into schools. Or maybe it's a working relationship that he had with these people, because why would some people need to pay $500,000 as opposed to some people paying, you know, X amount?
Yeah. Some people paid like $5,000,
$10,000. Yeah. Like, it was like, all right, your kid could probably make it into this school.
Yeah.
Give me $5,000.
Yeah. But it's like, he must have been good at knowing like how much he could get out of people too. Like how wealthy, like how, like, I feel like part of that, like, that fundraising person that does fundraising for life, you know, like that works at schools and goes out and asks the rich people for money to give to the school. Cause like, this is the world I live in, right? Like, the headmasters of the private schools, they go out and they ask rich people that kids attend the school or have attended a school in the past and try to get them to give money. And some people are better than that at that than other people. So it's a skill. So he must have a very high IQ at the skill, knowing how much money he can get out of people. Like, so did all that money go to the school, or did he take a cut?
No, of course he took a cut.
Yeah.
He's not just handing money off between people.
Yeah.
He's not like saying the guy wants $500,000 and he's just taking $500,000.
Okay. So what was, do we know what his cut was? Do we know what his, like, do we know?
I'm pretty sure it was big. Pretty sure it was substantial. But at the same time, like, even if, you know, if let's say he is skilled at knowing how much he can fleece these celebrities for.
Right.
It has to have a lot to do with the retardedness of their kid.
It all equates back to that, huh?
It has to.
And some of these kids got like fake sports scholarships. Is that a true statement? Is that what happened?
Well, scholarships, financial aid.
It was just how they packaged these deals that they worked with these kids.
Yes. It was the way that it was. I don't even know if they were scholarships, but they were, it was just like, as a member of, I don't know. I don't know the full details in that regard, but these people don't need scholarships.
Right.
Their parents are paying $500,000 to get them into school. Like, they don't need scholarships.
Yeah. So you think these parents told their kids like, honey, you're an idiot. You would never gotten to Princeton, but I hooked you up.
Well, I don't know. I would you tell
Would you tell an idiot child? No. If it's an idiot, they can't handle the truth. No, not at all. They're an idiot probably because they didn't get told the truth enough, too. You know?
Yeah.
Go get a skill. If you tell a kid you're an idiot in school, learn a trade, learn an art, find something you're good at because school is not it. They're like still pushing those kids through. Like, you got to go to college. Like, that kid's not college material, right? Is that what?
They're not, but America tells them they need a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, but they don't. Your parents have $500,000 just laying around. Yeah. You don't need a degree.
You don't. That's crazy, huh? But then, like I was saying before, like, we know money buys things, and we know, like people who have degrees from Ivy League schools have different connections than people that don't.
That's absolutely true.
You go to these schools, you get it. And what they say about the Ivy League schools is that once you're in, you're in. Like, you can get kicked out of a school like Lafayette for not keeping your grades up. But you don't get kicked out of Harvard and Princeton unless, like, you really mess up. Is, like, what I was told.
Yeah, well, that's like an urban legend. I don't know.
Are these idiot kids getting bought into every college? Is it state colleges? Do we know what schools he's...
You don't think kids are getting bought into Lafayette?
I don't know. I didn't think that, and now I did just had that thought, and so then I was like, wait a second.
I mean, Lafayette's a really good school, and you've met some idiots at Lafayette. You met some, how are you here?
So how do they stay there? Like, as soon as they're about to get kicked out, the parent comes back and... The fixer comes back?
Well, maybe they don't stay there. They get kicked out. I mean, maybe they pick an easy major and just coast through.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's not like these people, these idiot retards, are going there majoring in physics.
You're right.
You know, it's like, you know, they're picking...
I've got to blend in. I've got to be a physics major.
Now it's like...
You wouldn't blend in with those kids.
No, not at all. It's just like, I also like physics. I just think all of us are just really good at physics.
Yeah, you're right. I met a different type of people when I took art classes than engineering classes.
Absolutely. So, you know, why are we mad? It's like if you couldn't get in because you were... Like, you're dumber than this retard that's getting bought into the... That's basically what it is.
But what about the people that are not dumber than that retard? Like, they're smart enough to be on the borderline of getting into these schools, but people are buying in these other
kids.
That's
not the tier.
Now they're getting kicked out. Like, now they're not making the cut because the school's filling up with other kids.
That's not the selection tier that student's in, right?
What student?
The student who... And again, I don't think this is exactly how colleges do it, but I think to some degree, this is how it works, right? Like, you can bleed down into tiers. So if you bleed down to a tier below you, you shine. If you're getting judged in the tier below you, it's pretty much automatic acceptance, right?
Okay.
But you don't typically, it's not what happens. So you get like, because you can't have everybody in your college be 1600 SAT
right. They say to straight A students, like, it's not enough, like, you still need to stand out because you get like at those top levels you get that many straight A students with 1600
exactly.
SATs, and you're like, okay, well, why is this guy any better than this girl?
So when it comes to a college, it's like, well, yeah, it's gonna be really easy for me to get in school, I have 1600 SATs, but you're also getting put in a bracket of people that have 1600 SATs.
I see what you're saying.
And then there's a lower bracket, and then there's a lower bracket,
then there's the alumni bracket. I was in that bracket.
Exactly. You know what
you
I mean?
You were in the athlete bracket.
There you go. That's the bracket that I was in. So it's like the bracket you were in, you didn't shine.
Right.
You didn't shine within that bracket. Now you're upset at somebody else who was getting in a completely different bracket than
you. That is a good way to look at it, because then it you can accept your bracket and you can accept why so you don't feel like you're not like, oh, I only got in because my dad went there. You know, like you still had to shine within that bracket.
Yeah,
I like this theory. Yeah, is the what bracket I'm saying.
Theory?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's March Madness, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it just makes more sense to me to even look at it that way.
Yeah.
It's because
So then there's a bracket of kids that are getting in because of their parents' deals.
Yeah.
Like, and so...
And then they got to stay in school. They don't all stay in school. They get kicked out and shit.
And it's not even, like, they're not looking at the kids. They're looking at the parent deals in this bracket. Okay, well, this guy was going to donate this much money. This lady paid the fixer this much money. That guy, owns some company that could, you know, I don't know. They would look great on our board.
Yeah, that's like all of that.
Yeah.
All of that. Like, all the different... So, but before we explore the, if we, even if we come back to that, but there's Dr. Dre.
Okay.
Recently, he put up a post that basically was congratulating his daughter for getting into the college USC, the University of Southern California.
Okay.
Right? And he, it was an, I don't know, maybe it was an Instagram, maybe it was Twitter, I don't know what it was, but there was a picture of them, her with her acceptance letter or whatever she was holding. And then it's, he wrote, nothing illegal happened here, no jail time necessary, blah, blah, blah. And then people start pointing out that, like, he, along with another contributor, in 2013, donated $70 million to the music department.
So, that's a good deed.
It's a good deed, but it's still, your kid's getting in.
Oh, you're not buying his shit?
No, I mean, well, he probably didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he maybe he did, in his mind, do a good deed.
Yeah.
But still, $70 million.
Yeah, she's in a different bracket.
She's in a different bracket.
And the bracket has to do with the money that you gave the school.
Yeah, that was donation bracket.
Yeah.
That was in the, you know, money donated bracket.
Yeah.
That's what your daughter is in.
Yeah.
And that's how she probably got in under her own talent.
Yeah, you're not taking anything away from her, but he doesn't get to claim that as a, like,
no,
she can claim it, he doesn't get to.
Not at all. That's like,
you're Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Did you, was that your application name when it wrote, said, write dad, like, your father's name? It was just Dr. Dre.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Was it even like first and last? We have to have a first name. No, my dad doesn't have one. It's Dr. Dre. Like, she got to fill out her application different than everybody else.
Social security number, Eminem, 50 Cent, Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Easy, just like all the people whose butts he's been in. That's true. That's true. I'm not going to get into that, but that's true.
Just going to drop that there and keep walking. Yeah, huh? You Google that one on your own. Yeah. There's a present from Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the world of the Illuminati. Boy, yeah. If you Google Dr. Dre.
Oh, jeez.
butts. Tupac. Yeah, Tupac.
I know, well, you told me.
Whatever.
I know,
you
can't.
Get into it.
Yeah, you can't help yourself.
I can't. I'm like right around, like, I'm just like circling around the edge of this volcano, like just looking to jump in. But yeah, anyway, I don't know.
So you're not mad at anybody? You just think it's like, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You don't
mad.
Think he should be?
I'm not. Dude, the one person's kid was, has a YouTube channel where she does makeup tutorials.
Okay,
and that's her thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, you don't need a college degree for that. And like in one of her YouTube videos, she was just like, college isn't my thing. Like, I kind of like went to college because my mom wanted me to, or whatever she was saying.
That sounds about right, right?
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And people are pulling that up like, see?
Like an
the wealthier.
White,
yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? It's
child.
Like, that's what most kids at college are there because their parents want them to be.
Yeah.
They don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get anything. They're not going to use it either.
Yeah, it's that false righteous, like, I would never do anything like that. Like, yeah, if you had that much money, you would pay for your kid to get in college too. Like, we'd all do it, right?
If you had that much money, your money is paying for your kid to get into college.
Yeah.
If you had, because that much money comes with prestige.
Yeah.
So, let's just say Oprah had kids. She didn't. A little suspicious of that. A little suspicious, but
I think as a feminist, I have to. Some people might be offended of that statement.
I don't care what feminists think anymore.
All right.
Yeah, it's 2019.
All right. Listen.
I'm not mansplaining. I just identify as someone who's right. So. But let's say she had a kid.
Okay.
That kid's getting into whatever school that kid wants to get into off of being Oprah Winfrey's kid.
Right.
She doesn't have to donate to any of those schools. But like you said, you know, they just put Oprah.
Yeah. Oprah's kid goes here.
Yeah. You know, and that's it.
Yeah. That Sidwell Friends School that Obama's kids went to.
Yeah.
Like, I know the name of that school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that school got so much publicity from Obama's kids going there.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't need it. It's the wealthiest school in the country anyways, but it's still, like, it got a bump from that. I don't know if it's the wealthiest, but, like, don't fact check that. But,
yeah,
you know, it
is.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't know. It was a thing to claim. I'm like, what about Hogwarts? They had a pretty big magic budget. I'm pretty sure their school's expensive. The insurance alone to get for Hogwarts.
There's actually a school in Hershey, that the Hershey Milton School, that like, I think, no, maybe that's just chocolate. But
No, you're right.
Okay, that they set up for orphans in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And that school has so much money that from its like endowment and stuff from the rich guy that set it up, that it struggles. It like has a certain amount it has to pay every year because of the way the interest works and on the like, I don't know, you might understand that stuff. You're an economics major, not me. So they have to use
not the
a
way
certain,
you're saying it.
Yeah. So they have to use a certain amount of money every year, and like they struggle trying to find what they can build on this campus to spend this money or build stuff in fast enough to spend this money. Like, it's a struggle.
Yeah. Man. But that guy's a lunatic, right? The guy who started the school?
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think that's what I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, really? That's the lore?
Yeah, the lore is like...
What kind of lunatic?
Eccentric millionaire.
But what evil thing did he do?
I don't know if it was necessarily evil as much as it was, like, questionable.
Yeah.
You know, he was, like, one step below Neverland Ranch.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah. Because he only accepted orphans, and it started out as, like, only white orphans from Pennsylvania, and then he had to keep opening this up because he couldn't get enough kids
to
fill his school.
He was racist originally because that was that's part of his thing.
Okay.
I think he was he was
now it helps a lot of kids of color.
Yeah,
too.
It's so like swapped. It's completely the other way. Yeah. But originally I think he has some like some Walt Disney type quotes.
Yeah.
Like that, you know. If anybody's not familiar with what I mean, like Walt Disney is not nice to the Jews. He was very open about what he felt about the Jews because again, he wasn't racist. He just is somebody who identified as right.
Yeah. Which you used to be able to do.
Yeah.
Now that's very offensive.
No, you cannot identify as right about races.
No.
There's only there's a few things you can really identify as right about anymore. It's,
I feel like you're going to be so offensive right now.
No, I mean, I can't even.
That it's offensive. I'm right about life being offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, life is pretty offensive.
Yeah, identifies right about that. Yeah. No, but that's like, I'm reading this book right now, and I can't tell if it's part of the fact that everything is so offensive now, and they're trying to fix it, or if this is really accurate, right?
Mm.
So it's called. Let me look at it.
Well, you're going to give a real fact, huh?
Well, I'm going to give you the title of the book. That's going to be the most factual thing that comes out of my mouth about this. You know, the rest is going to be like summarized and like maybe what it said.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's A People's History of the United States.
Okay.
Right? From 1492 to present.
Okay.
Right? Now, it's basically a history of America as told by the people who are not traditional purveyors of history of any place, right? They're the dregs of society, so to speak, you know? So, I mean, maybe I'll regret saying that as I, like, because the very next thing is like, well,
so the
Christopher Columbus situation is explained through the eyes of the Native Americans, AKA the dregs of society.
So offensive.
Yeah, all right, right off the bat, that already doesn't check out. But do you know what I mean?
I know what you
it's
mean. Like
by the losers of history almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
that's
why I find it interesting.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So wait, but didn't like, to me, to be real, it should have been like, oh, he came over here. We all got really sick and a lot of people died. Like, it's, isn't
well,
that?
Well, I mean, that did happen.
Yeah.
You know, but it was also, so it's funny because it's really harping on the gentle savage perception of the Native Americans.
Are they harmonious with the earth? Is there a lot of Pocahontas in there? Like Disney Pocahontas?
Oh, there's some Pocahontas. Because it's really harping on the fact that they were like a free love society.
Oh, really?
Where women weren't nailed down to any one guy and they could just like move and have sex with any guy they wanted to have sex with. There were abortions. They had abortions.
Really?
Back then, yeah.
Wait, is this, but wouldn't this vary tribe to tribe? Like, wouldn't it? Isn't that like a probable assumption?
I apologize that I'm painting 1491 Native Americans with a broad brush. Yes.
You're calling. I don't like the way you're portraying the women, the Native American women.
Yeah, they were all sluts. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were sluts. They were free love. They weren't sluts. They were free love.
Well, and I'm it was saying, like, but everybody probably wasn't. Like.
But I think within the tribes, it probably was.
You think so?
Would you think there were just some tribes that were just like, no.
Every movie I've seen, Dances with the Wolves, the women, like, they fall in love with one man, and it's a, you know, a beautiful relationship.
No, you see the movies where they fall in love with one white man. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but there's also other movies that make it, like they show you the bond between the Native American husband and wife. Like, I feel like literature has set me up to believe they have husband and they're monogamous.
Well, but they're allowed to. They're allowed to be if that's what they are.
Yeah.
But if they're not, then they don't have to be.
I agree with that. I'm just saying.
Well, no, that's like, of course you agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm just saying historically, that's the way it was. I'm not trying to win morally with the way I'm painting this.
All right, go ahead.
Do you know what I mean?
Ahead.
But like, I'm saying they didn't have to be freaks. Is what I'm saying. So if they got married.
There was no forcing. No, there was no forcing. But it was accepted practice.
Exactly. Okay. Practice. So, and then it was also they were very sharing as a culture.
Okay.
You know, and it was very common, like, for people to just like, hey, I want some of that.
Yeah.
And for the person to give it freely, because when you want some of what they have, they'll give freely as well.
That's how they say the Amish kind of live. Like, if people, not like, I mean, not like, they're like, they say, like, if you have a, like, stuff goes wrong in your house and you're like, neighborhood, community, I need help, they'll like give it to you, because that's how they roll. Like, if somebody's house burns down, they all come and build a new one, you know. Like, they're kind of like a, it's a very supportive community.
The community is the family, very helpful, right? Community, right?
Yeah.
It didn't say anything about building each other's houses if it burns down.
Put their teepee up, like, you know, if it gets blown over by the wind.
Put your own teepee up. Yeah, some of my salmon. Oh, man, my wrist. I don't know. I'm not building teepees, man. I'm not building teepees. I'm the salmon guy. Don't come around my way asking me to build shit. You come to this teepee? It's about salmon and salmon only. Just like shut my slam my tiki drape. So, very sharing society, right? Okay. And then here come these dirty Europeans.
Oh, they're dirty, huh? Right? They're getting filthy off those boats and showered and like.
Well, it's also they're pirates.
Yeah, these are not. Talk about dregs of society.
Yeah, they're the dregs of society. Like, came over in boats. people who were the dregs of their own society came over and were immediately the dregs of the society.
Yeah, they didn't change on that boat, right? No. They didn't soul search.
No, they got worse. They went from being dregs to being tyrants.
Yeah.
Like, technically.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they showed up. But it's like, and it's like they're trying to paint them. I feel like they're trying to paint them as like these savage racists. Where, because it's like the stories as told through the not. So, like, the letters that are being written back aren't from Columbus. They're from, like, the lower people that you don't normally hear from. So
Columbus was a dick, huh?
Well, again, it's not from Columbus. These are, like,
oh,
the lower lieutenants and shit who you normally wouldn't.
Are they on Columbus's boat?
They're on Columbus's boats.
They interact with them?
They are, but they're not talking about Columbus. They're talking about the Native Americans.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, you know, they're fucking losers. You know, they just run around naked. They're just free naked. They have no shame about naked. And even the ones that wear clothes.
Not covering the right shit. Yeah, like it's like it's decoration. Yeah. Got some wrapped around one arm.
Let's do that. There's a lot of loin around the neck. A lot of loincloth around the. It's not a scarf. I can see everything. What are you doing? How you wear that. So, but yeah, basically, that's basically what they're saying. And they're also saying, like, they're very sharing, so they just give everything. Like, I asked them about something, they just give it to me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what is, you know, it's crazy that women are just banging. This place is crazy. And it's like all that stuff. It's all that stuff. And it's like, man, it'd be so easy to make these people slaves. I promise you. It'd take like, it's like, it'd take like 50 of us. 50 of us can make all of these naked idiot slaves within an hour. I promise you. Just send me back. Send back the word. And then like 4 weeks later when the letter came back.
Do it.
Like 2 months later. Probably 4 months later, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. And it was, then they went ham on them. But it was, so when Columbus first got there, like the natives that he found, they were like all decked out in gold, right? But they didn't even value gold the same way that Columbus and his boys valued gold. And that's, they're looking for treasures. Gold right. is a treasure to them.
Yeah.
Gold, they're just they're wearing gold jewelry and don't even understand that they're wearing gold jewelry.
Yeah, like they just give them the gold. Like, yeah, like your bracelet is really nice. Here you go.
You just give me a gold bracelet.
Yeah, yeah.
You just give me a gold bracelet. Thank you. Like, I'm keeping this. You know, it's so he, the first thing he did is he grabbed two people decked out in gold, brought them on his ship, and demand that they tell him where the gold
is. Like, he didn't even try asking. Like,
it was like, he hopped out, it was like, bling, get him.
Like, tell me now.
But again, this is the way this possibly revisionist history is painting it. Yeah. Right? So, and then when they didn't know where the gold was,
they were just like, oh.
Or probably what the fuck he was even saying in the first place. You know, they had no concept of take me to your, you know,
yeah.
take me to your stockpile for me to have. They had no, like, there's no concept of,
yeah.
you know, like I'm come, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, he just stabbed him. He just killed him. He just ran him through.
Oh, what a maniac.
Found two more gold, two more Indian Flavor Flaves. It's just, again, so I don't know. I don't know if that's how things went down.
Yeah, it could have.
Yeah, but it's just, it sounds accurate. I don't know. Because you got to keep in mind, they were trying to make their voyage make money.
Yeah.
Like, they had investors and people who were, you know, basically financing their voyage, hoping for a return on their investment. They had to find that return on the investment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like.
And they land and they see people. Like, they must have been like, holy shit. Like, this is so amazing. We did it. We did it.
These people who are not even people.
Yeah.
They're just naked, running around naked.
In gold. They found naked people like wearing gold.
Just fucking. Just naked fucking. and that's the thing. They were blown away. It's like they're not even using this gold to trade.
Yeah,
they're not even trade. It's not even monetary to
them.
It's
like in the sandbox with the kids. Like they were just around. Like, it was just like
this is ridiculous. So, and then so I guess, you know, they lived amongst them long enough for some of these Native Americans to learn how to write.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because. When they finally enacted the plan, you know, when they finally 4 months later and got the letter back to do it, and they started to do it, there was one of the letters from the Native American. And again, that was just basically, it was almost a mirror image of that first letter that went back citing all of the things about these Native Americans. And it was just like, why are you doing this to us?
Mm-hmm. Was this a real letter? This is a historic letter?
Yeah, I think it was a letter. It was quote. It was quote.
Okay.
You know? And he's like, you know, why are you doing this to us? Why are you taking from us like this? If you would have wanted something, we would have gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you just, you know, doing this to our women? They wanted to fuck you. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you doing this to us?
Yeah.
Like, this makes no sense.
Can you imagine, like, if you really lived that, like, if the Native Americans' way of living really was that sharing in kind, right? Like, so the only way I can relate to that is, like, thinking of the way I feel about our family, like, our immediate family, is the way I feel about a whole freaking neighborhood, right? Like, yeah. Like they're a family. So, like, they take care of each other like that. So, if, like, that's how you're living with everybody you know, and then these people come and they're not living that way, like, but you're, like, welcoming them, come into our family. And they're like, give me your shit. And you're like, what? Like, that must have, it's hard to relate to what that must have been like.
Yeah, well, they would have to eradicate us, which is the same thing that happened to the Native Americans. Because the Native Americans, even though they were a sharing, caring society, and again, he just brushed over this, like, really. This is how I feel. This is why I feel like it's kind of like a little bit of a revisionist history, because they just brush over the fact that they had their skirmishes with other tribes from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, it's how it was said.
But they're a warring culture.
They know how to fucking fight.
Yeah.
Because then it also, because they brushed over the fact that they, you know, had, skirmishes.
You don't just stumble into winning skirmishes with other tribes, right? Like, that's like a lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. There are people dedicated to that lifestyle.
Like, the Spartans were probably very kind to within their walls.
I don't know if they were.
No? Okay. No, I mean, they're throwing their babies off. It was a pretty harsh
society, yeah. Some cold fuckers.
Well, that's, I think that's what I was trying to say. Like, there had to be an edge to these communities where they're like training and like they're out killing. They're living in nature, right? So they're killing animals. They understand this life cycle. They're going off to battle every once in a while. There's an edge to a society too.
Yeah. Well, it's like there is. There definitely is.
They just have different morals. It's like just.
Well, yeah, but that's, again, this is how this guy is. Okay. This is how the writer of this book is painting him, right. Which is like a slightly offensive because it's almost condescending. Yeah. Right? Because you're seeing it like. Because it's almost like they're making, in order to make Christopher Columbus look like this tyrant in the European wave that came over, this tyrannical wave. Which it was, right? But in order to like hype it up even more so, which is, I think, the theme of his book, I think there's going to be a lot of that. He's painting the Native Americans as these pussies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which feels like a misunderstanding because.
Exactly. Because then there's also a part where he's talking, because they get to a point where they decide they're going to, well, we got to fucking eradicate them. We just got to get rid of these Native Americans. It's because they couldn't control them. And it was hard to just like.
So their initial letter being like, we can make them slaves in 5 minutes. It wasn't true.
Was not true.
Because they have an edge.
Yeah, they have an edge and they don't like to be slaves.
we forgot to calculate one thing in.
Ooh, okay. Did not see that coming. Did not see that coming. All right.
It's really weird. I mean,
'cause they were naked. They are. Like, listen, I didn't lie about the naked thing. They were naked. Yes, no, wooden weapons. It's just like, but woo, boy, did they fight? That's why that happened.
Yeah,
you know, because they were just, it was guerrilla warfare against experts at guerrilla warfare.
But there were some so this even happened later on when like they were trying to get tribes to surrender and stuff at the end of all the wars and stuff. Like some of the tribes were like, okay, like it's peaceful. We need to work with the white man, make things work. And some tribes were like, fuck no, like we're gonna die. Like I'd rather stand, you know, I'd rather die on my 2 feet than die kneeling. So like they're different. That's what I was saying at the beginning. Like there's different tribes of like, there's different mentalities of different groups.
Yeah. See how passionate you feel about what you're saying right now?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you and I, this is one of these moments where I'm like, man, me and this girl, we're going to be together for a long time. We're going to make it. Because I was so like fired up like that I went and got a different book too. So I got two books.
Yeah.
I got that one. The other one's called 1491.
Yeah. Let me go back a year.
Yeah, I need to know what I'm saying. Yeah, hold on. I don't like the way you're painting the back.
I'm gonna do my research. I'm going back one whole year. I'm gonna learn everything, and I'll be able to decide what's real.
But basically, it's like the history of America up to 1491, and of the Native Americans, of you know, the indigenous people, so to speak. So we'll see. You know, like I think this is gonna be an action,
yeah,
like a book, an action history. It's gonna be a lot of crazy shit happening. In my
opinion. You don't like the movies though that they typically make about Native Americans, right? Is it because they typically trend towards like the biased view of like
they at least trend towards a biased view.
What was that one though that was like, oh, it was like when we were in high school, it was like the most intense Native American movie. All I can think of is Dancing with Wolves right now, and it's not that. It was Mohican.
Last of the Mohicans?
Yes. Did you watch that movie?
I did.
That movie didn't strike?
That was a good movie. It was a chase movie.
Yeah, it was.
So that's why it was so intense.
It was intense.
Yeah, it was a pretty intense movie. But I don't remember much about it other than the fact that it was like, oh, okay, this is a chase movie.
Yeah, no, that movie had an impact on me. It was like the first movie that I'd seen that was like that, I don't know, that intense. Like in that, yeah. I don't know.
He just had a whole nation of people coming to get him?
No, but there was also like romance in it too. And like it was a lot of layers to it. I mean, it's a really good movie too.
Yeah.
Like a really good story.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
There's a lot of like true love in it. It's like,
yeah,
oh,
true love.
The true love story.
this is where you're getting your true love of the Native American woman.
Maybe.
This is it, right? Or was it with a white woman?
I kind of forget, but I feel like there was love between white people and white people and Indian people, and then maybe probably a crossed over love.
Some crossed over, some natural love, some unnatural love.
Yeah, it was all in there.
Yeah, it was all in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah, but what I'm going to make sure.
What was the point of that?
Yeah, before you.
I asked you if you liked.
Because I got the 1491
yeah.
book.
Yeah.
No, but I'm interested now.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I just want to get an idea of what it was like.
Yeah.
Because everything is painted in this, like, Disney-fied way.
Mm.
Or it's, like, overly, warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, I just want to see where does it lie? You know, where does it lie? It seem like cool people.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like, it's just funny to me because no matter what I'm learning about these people, I know that in 1491, the shit changes drastically.
Oh, because like all of a sudden these boats start landing on the shores.
Yeah.
And it's just these like dudes that are obsessed with gold. Show up.
Gold and fucking. <It's> yeah. Yeah. Just like change their world.
Yeah.
So, like, because that's another thing I can't stop thinking about, especially in this part of the book, where it's just like, it's like, that's ridiculous. It was like generations upon generations of people that were unmolested by these Europeans.
Yeah.
And then suddenly a group of these Native Americans who were living in, I guarantee you, the best time of their people.
Yeah. Right.
Because
yeah.
This is the best time. This is the best time to be alive.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, that was the best time to be alive.
Yeah.
Right now, this is the best time to be alive.
They had the best tools to hunt the buffalo. Like
best.
Like people weren't starving. They all had buffalo coats. Like they were warm in the winter.
Sharing.
Yeah.
They had their sharing systems down.
Yeah.
They had their buddy system. That's friends with benefits. They had their friends with benefits system down.
Yeah.
You know. Some it was
they
just
knew
like
who to ask in town to help them fix their teepee. They're like, don't bother with
yeah,
the salmon
yeah,
guy.
Come on, the salmon guy gets weird. He gets weird quick. I know he's nice until you ask him to build a teepee. I don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe his mom was killed by a teepee. I don't know. Yeah, no, they like had their culture was like mastered.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's what's mind blowing.
Yeah.
To me, and then suddenly it was just. Like, because that's what I, when I think of, because when I think about the Mongols,
mm-hmm.
I just think about them just, like, riding into town, and then there's, like, these families in their huts, and they hear the thunder of those hooves,
yeah,
and then their world is changing. They
and
hear that thunder, and they know their world is, some of them are enslaved.
Yeah.
Not all of them are killed.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, whether they're enslaved or killed, though, their world is changing.
Right.
Because if you're enslaved, you're a slave now, and everybody else in your world is murdered.
But do they? Yeah, yeah. That's a different world.
Yeah.
But at some point, people started, like, when they heard those wolves' hooves, they were like, they knew what that meant. Like, at one point, people didn't know what that meant, right? Like, the Native Americans. So I was thinking the Native Americans, like, they tell you that story that they saw boats and they didn't know what they were and stuff,
they didn't even
right?
have horses. Native Americans didn't have horses.
They didn't have horses at that
no,
point?
No, the Europeans brought horses over.
What? Are you sure?
I promise you. So this is another mind-blowing thing. Because they didn't have any horses or any beasts of burden at all.
They were so good at riding the horses.
Once they got them, they were just one with the horses? Yeah, once they got access to horses.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is basically how it happens. Like, anytime white people go anywhere with any sort of transportation, they give it to brown people, and then brown people start ghost riding and shit. They just start whipping it, you know, like doing donuts and shit. Like, they didn't, like, holy shit, I didn't even know you could drift a horse. You know, so that's...
They didn't use any beast of burden to, like...
No.
Huh.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah. I just assumed they were, like the animals were helping with... They were, like, Cinderella about it. Like, the animals helped them with their chores. Like, they were, like... like, I just assumed that it was, like... That was part of their harmonious life. It was just, like... They, like, needed a tree cut down. The beaver came over, and he was like, I got this.
Yeah.
They're like, thank you, beaver. Thank you, beaver. What is... yeah.
Yeah, we need 1491.
Yeah, I guess
we need that book. We need it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Educate us.
I'm trying to educate us because we can't be walking around. I think I felt the same thing.
Yeah.
I felt the same thing, like birds, like drying off their towels and shit.
Yeah.
Or their loincloths, like, like tying them around them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how Pocahontas was, right?
Yeah. You just sleep on a pile of butterflies. They just, like, fly under your head as you drift off to sleep. Yeah. No, I mean, wow. We'll see. We'll see what 1491 is. Maybe 1491 will confirm all that.
Yeah, that'd
yeah,
be pretty
awesome.
Yeah,
but I'm excited. I'm excited to find out. But no, because you brushed on something a little earlier. So I found this new guy that I'm obsessed with on the YouTube.
These are what I haven't watched yet.
Yeah, I gotta get his name because
I feel like based off of what you told me, videos he posted, I feel like you shouldn't be supporting this man.
I don't support him.
He's putting his name
him.
Out. Then stop it!
I love him. He's hilarious.
Isn't he horrible? You don't. And he's
I don't
like
know if
a
he's
racist,
horrible. I don't
sexist,
know if he's racist.
Jerk.
I don't know if he's sexist. I don't know if he's a jerk. I just think he's trying to put out the clinical information about topics that are traditionally uncool to talk about in today's climate.
But doesn't it sounds like he takes them a little bit further with unpopular opinions that are racist and sexist.
Again, I don't know if they're racist or sexist. So here's...
Jeez, he's doing it anyway. I warned you.
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
I won't say his name. But here is the... So here's the topic. Here's the video. Here's what my YouTube algorithm was like. Sydney, you're trending in this direction.
That sounds... I'm concerned for you.
Yeah. So this is mixed race individuals. Let me get this accurate.
No.
Oh, hold on.
Better turn that off.
No, it's not gonna say his name. It's gonna have him talking though. Okay. So. Oh, it's mixed race individuals and personality traits. He changed the name. The name of it has changed since we've talked about it.
So you're on to some, like, rising. Viral, you're on to some viral video shit?
I guess I am. Let me see if the name is still the same. Yes, the name is still the same in the link that I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah.
So the original name for it is why? Oh, wait, first let me read what it is now. Again, what it is now.
Well, you did, let me just preface this. You did tell me that you thought he was really bad at naming his YouTube videos.
Well, except for...
I don't know if that...
This one is a bad name now.
Right.
The other one was the name that's going to get you some views.
Yeah, but it's also going to get... Okay, go ahead and read these
titles.
Okay,
this is mixed race individuals and personality traits.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a scientific listen.
right?
Yeah.
Before, it was named, "Why Are Mixed Race People Mentally Unstable?"
Sounds very unacceptable in today's climate. And it sounds like he is going to be the next person that's like hated on social media.
Yeah, I don't know why he did this, though. I mean, that's what pulled me in.
He's probably getting death threats and shit. Like, you can't say that.
I mean, you can say that.
So I don't think you should say that.
He did not change the name of episode number 13, which is "Why Are Social Justice Warriors So Physically Unattractive?"
Well, that's just, I mean.
That's just good science.
Yeah.
This guy, he knows what he's talking about. Yeah. I mean, he's like, I mean, even a broken clock is wrong twice. I was right twice a day, right? Yeah, this is, yeah, no, he's, I like him. He's funny.
Oh, geez. Sounds like an unpopular position you are taking.
No, I'm not saying, I don't think people should listen to him and take what he says as gospel, other than that social justice warrior being on the
top of it.
Thing. Well, I mean, it's like you can just look. you just look at him.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's not offensive, because you can look and make your own judgment.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm only reading you the name of his video.
That's fair. But, like, it's like everything is put out there like a fact. So it's like, saying mean things.
Oh God! One of his other videos is "Why Are We Becoming More Left-Handed?" Okay, now let me tell you why that's significant.
Okay.
Right? So, in his video, when he's talking about the social justice warriors, he starts talking about like religiousness,
yeah,
and your propensity towards religion or away from it, right?
Yeah.
And people that are anti-religion tend to be less attractive,
mm-hmm.
Right? And they also tend to have higher rates of autism and left-handedness.
All fit in the same category.
Yeah.
All things we should be out on the lookout for.
Yes.
Avoiding things that cause this in people.
Yeah. So here's
but
what.
Like, does he have any? He's just like, I feel it sounds like he's just throwing out these crazy facts.
Well, one of them that he seems to be circling around.
And
he'd
be like, oh, there's a study from Stanford from like.
He's not saying anything about Stanford. He's not even citing shit. He's just like,
he's just saying,
this is how the brain works. This, this, that, and the other. This is this, that. And he does not like left-handed people. Does not like left-handed people. So,
well,
but.
Well, maybe I should listen to this guy. He does have that point.
Yeah, that's another video is.
And.
Why are we getting less intelligent? Do you disagree with that?
There's more left-handed people.
Yeah. Whatever. All right. I mean, don't look this guy up. Look him up. I don't know. Ansley doesn't support, but I don't think he's ruining the world. I think he's just challenging. So this.
Turn your phone off.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's end this. This is way longer than we thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
All right, this is supposed to be a short episode. All right, we're good. I think we covered it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we covered it. We
all the facts. So all the facts out there in the world.
Yeah. All of it. That's all of it. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
You could come from another country.
You're getting your citizen.
Listen to this one episode.
Yeah.
Become a citizen. There's history in this episode.
Yeah.
You know everything you need to know about Christopher Columbus.
That's what our country's found from.
Yeah, this is it. So. Again?
And then you know how to get your kid in college.
Get your kid, yeah. You know how to succeed. You know how to
set.
And move wealth to the next generation.
Yep.
Yeah, this is it, man. This is the episode that's going to get you into this country. You should be a good citizen. Good old citizen. All right. Thank you for listening.
Got you.